आत्मदा बलदायस्य विश्व उपासते प्रसिद्धं यस्य देवाः यस्य छायामृतं यस्य मृत्युः कस्मै हि देवया हविषो विधेम. Who he is the giver of spiritual knowledge and strength, whom the world worships, whose command all learned men obey, whose shelter is immortality, whose shadow is death, he it is to whom we offer our prayers. Today, I will read a letter from Swami Nisheshananda, dated 28th October 1982, to a disciple. My dear, love and best wishes to you, wife, child and friends. Trust all are doing well. I came here last Sunday to begin my second visit to South Africa this year. I shall return to Salisbury, now called Harare, on 19th December 1982. Doctor, send me a pocket-sized book of 180 pages entitled The Door to Everything by Ruby Nelson. God is a speaker. That is the way in which the whole book is written. Here is a quotation. No longer will you need to live by bread alone, for you will find you are becoming my grand cosmic being of pure light. Take up your keys, my beloved grand cosmic being. Open wide the door and enter your natural habitat. No real dividing barrier between your human self and your grand cosmic self. Meet me just inside the door of everything, in my realm of being, timeless, where all the perfect qualities of your grand cosmic being self will intersect and lend into one precious jewel, the precious jewel of love. Each life I give you is a new opportunity, a second, third, and a fourth chance ad infinitum to put your hand in mine and let me exalt your mind and body to that godlike level wherein you may have dominion over all appearances. The grand cosmic being on self is what the Upanishads call Hiranyagarbha and the Puranas call Brahma, the four-faced creator, whose power is Vak, Word, Saraswati. The surface mind was never intended to be the center of consciousness. We filter down below the level of consciousness, impregnating universal subconscious mind, what we call Hiranyagarbha. The greater your faith, the clearer your image, the more readily it is impressed upon the subconscious, and the sooner it will be returned to you in the physical world. You need not drive yourself, rush about, hurry or worry. All that you need for final success will be directed into your path. So your tools will come, so will your workers, so finally with all the organization and help you need. Opportunity will eventually knock on your door, ring your telephone, greet you in the sales, visit you in the lunchroom, seek you at work and play and dress so that you will wonder what deluge has been unloosened. Those who work in tune with God have an unseen army aiding them. Draw, if thou canst, the mystic line, severing rightly his from thine, which is human, which divine. Page 256, Emerson. May God in his own time grant you the right jobs for all the three. I am leaving this evening for Lusaka, Zambian capital. The RK Center there is celebrating Sri RK's birthday on 25th and on following Sunday. I shall return here within 3 weeks. It's by that time the visa for South Africa comes. I shall duly go to Johannesburg and other cities and return after the usual 10 weeks. Meanwhile, I must write matter for Atma Nivedana for November, December 81 and January, February. April 82. Big job, and I am a very slow writer. With love and showering flowers on God and His manifestations, yours affectionately, Swami Nisheshananda. I will conclude with a mantra. Kayena vacha manasendriyarvya buddhyotmanava prakrite subhavat karomi adyat sakalam parasmai narayani eti samarpayamim. Whatever I do, either by body, speech, mind or sensory organs, either with my personal knowledge or natural trait, I surrender and submit all to that, to the Supreme Divine Narayana.